The word for you today is, keep it simple. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 33, the scripture reveals, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. If you're serious about reaching and teaching people, there are two things you must try to do. Number one, talk to them, not above them. A preschooler was eating an apple in the back of the car. Daddy, he said, why is my apple turning brown? His father explained, because after you assimilated the skin on the exterior, the core structure of the apple came into contact with the atmosphere, which caused it to oxidize, thus changing its molecular structure and transforming it into a different color. After a long silence, the little boy replied, Daddy, are you talking to me? Can the listener understand and apply what you're saying? Paul told the church at Corinth, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready. Indeed, you are still not ready. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 2. Jesus made a point of tailoring his remarks so the people listening could grasp the message. The Bible says, with parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. Think about it. Jesus was God, and he could easily have awed us with his knowledge. But because his desire was to change our lives for the better, he stayed on our level and spoke in a language we understand. And you must learn to do the same. And number two, say it over and over again. The fundamental law of learning is repetition. It's been said that people have to hear something 16 times before they believe it and really get it. The question that should concern you isn't, what will I say? But what will people take away from it? So keep it simple. And that's the word for you today.